Hello children, welcome to the second module of Coal and Petroleum for class 8. In the previous module, we have learnt about inexhaustible and exhaustible natural resources. We have also learnt about coal, how it is formed, the three main products obtained from coal by destructive distillation, and also we have discussed about the uses of coke, coal gas and coal tar. In this module, we shall learn about petroleum and its usage. Like coal, petroleum is also a fossil fuel, which means it is also formed from the remains of dead organisms. The term petroleum is derived from two words, petra, which means rock, and oleum, which means oil. Thus, petroleum literally means rock oil. Now, let us learn how petroleum was formed. Petroleum was formed from organisms living in the sea. As these organisms die, their bodies get settled at the bottom of the sea and get covered with layers of sand and clay. Over millions of years, in absence of air, under high pressure and temperature, the dead remains of plants and animals transformed into petroleum and natural gas. Petroleum occurs deep under the surface of the earth between two layers of impervious rocks. Petroleum and natural gas are lighter than water and is found above water and do not mix with it. To extract petroleum, a survey is carried out to locate the oil reservoirs by drilling holes into the earth's crust. Initially, due to high pressure, natural gas comes out first, after which petroleum comes out with great force. As the pressure decreases, petroleum is pumped out of the well. Do you know, children? The first oil well in the world was drilled in Pennsylvania, USA, in the year 1859. After 8 years, in 1867, the second oil well was drilled in Makum in Assam. At present, in India, oil is found in Assam, Gujarat, Mumbai High, and river basins of Godavari and Krishna. Petroleum is dark-colored, thick, oily liquid and has an unpleasant smell. It is a complex mixture of various constituents. Hence, it cannot be used in the form in which it exists. So, it has to be purified or refined to separate the various constituents of petroleum. The process of separation of various constituents of useful fractions of petroleum is known as refining of petroleum. And this is carried out in a petroleum refinery. Let us now look at the importance of various petroleum products. So we will start with LPG, that is liquefied petroleum gas. It is a fuel that is used for domestic cooking purposes. It is also used as a fuel in industries. Next is petrol. It is a fuel for vehicles like cars and bikes. It is also used as a solvent for dry cleaning. Next important petroleum product is kerosene. It is used as an aviation fuel in the aircraft industry. It is also used as a solvent in paints, cleaners, pesticides, etc. Kerosene is used as fuel for stoves, lamps, etc. Most of the heavy motor vehicles like trucks, vans run on diesel. It is also used as a fuel in electric generators. Next is lubricating oil, which helps in lubrication. For example, in a car, lubricating oil plays a very important role because it helps in reducing friction between the moving parts of the engine. Paraffin wax is used to make candles, vaseline, etc. It is also used as a sealant for jars and bottles. And the last one is bitumen, which is extremely useful in the construction of roads. Thus, we see that every component of petroleum has its great commercial importance. Hence, petroleum is often called black gold. So here we end the second module of coal and petroleum. In the third and the last module, we will learn in details about natural gas. Thank you.